Ignite change, be proactive in parenting. Do you lose your temper quickly as a parent? It's something we all face at times, but feeling insecure about your parenting can be tough. Luckily, there are ways to improve. Start by being proactive, not reactive. What does this mean? When you yell at your kid for doing something wrong, you're reacting. To be a scream-free parent, you need to change this. Guide your child in the right direction before problems start. This proactive approach leads to a less stressful family life. A key part of proactive parenting is setting boundaries to ensure both you and your child have the space you need. When your child sees that you understand the difference between being supportive and being overbearing, they'll be much less likely to do things that make you want to scream. This helps you stay calm while being fully involved in your child's upbringing. Before you can achieve this, there are a few things to keep in mind. Parenting is about parents, meaning it's about you, not your children. Instead of trying to control your kids' behavior, it's time to start fresh and work toward a scream-free approach to parenting that benefits your whole family. Kids need room to grow. Imagine trying to grow flowers in an old shoebox without sunlight or water. It wouldn't work, right? Just like plants need the right environment to grow, so do you and your children. Both physically and emotionally, creating space is crucial for growth. Kids thrive when they can explore, make mistakes, learn, and have privacy. When they say no, it's their way of asserting themselves. Respecting their boundaries helps them develop independence and confidence. Allowing your child the space they need also means letting go of control. Forcing your beliefs on your children rarely works. Many kids who were told they had to believe in God later rejected their parents' religion. In contrast, children whose parents trusted them to decide about spirituality were more thankful. By giving up control, you can focus on building a better relationship with your children. Understand children's behavior. Children often test their parents to gauge reliability. For instance, when they repeatedly ask, "Are we there yet?" or complain about boredom, they're seeing if you'll give in, like handing them a game console. If that's your typical response, it might be time for a change. Instead of giving in, show empathy by encouraging them. For example, respond with, "You're bored? I get bored too. What do you think you could do?" This approach may surprise them but encourages them to find their solutions. Establish clear boundaries with consequences for children's stability. In today's world, we're encouraged to celebrate our uniqueness while respecting others. This balance is crucial, even in parent-child relationships. Paradoxically, a child needs space to grow, which can only exist with clear boundaries and structure. Your child should feel free to have fun and express themselves with you, while also understanding that you are there to guide them. As a parent, it's crucial to know when to guide and when to let your child explore freely. Your child should also understand these boundaries. If your child frustrates you by playing with or accidentally breaking things that aren't theirs, consider if they know what belongs to them and what doesn't. By consistently setting limits on what they can't touch, you can help them stick to their toys and avoid turning your important items like paperwork or a laptop into toys. Teach through consequences. It's important to show your child that actions have results. By handling situations calmly and promptly, you can help them learn effectively. Instead of waiting until it's too late and resorting to threats or punishments, show empathy and explain things right away. For instance, if your teenage daughter is sneaking alcohol from your kitchen, don't ignore it. Use this as a chance to sit down with her and discuss the risks of peer pressure and binge drinking. Ask her why she started drinking. There might be deeper issues she's keeping from you. This is much better than waiting for a crisis and then punishing her severely. Remember, making threats you won't follow through on is just as bad as breaking promises. It damages trust and can harm your relationship for years. Stay consistent, honest, and fair to build a strong bond with your child. Love yourself to be a great parent. Forget about putting others first, it's all about taking care of yourself. You can't support your family if you're not okay yourself. Picture being on a plane, you secure your oxygen mask before helping others. This idea is rooted in the writings of Bernard de Clairvaux from the 12th century. He described different levels of love. The first is about looking after yourself for your own good, and the second is about caring for others because it benefits you. Level 3 of love involves caring for someone for their benefit, which seems noble but can lead to extreme selflessness. Instead, we should focus on making others enjoy being with us, which leads us to the fourth level, loving ourselves for the sake of others. This fourth level, according to Clairvaux, is crucial for parents. Taking care of our health, self-worth, and happiness enables us to provide our children with the stable and loving relationships they require. Trust your instincts as a parent. Parents often find themselves comparing their parenting styles to others, which can lead to self-doubt. You might worry about being too strict or too lenient. Remember, parenting is a unique journey for every family. Trust your decisions, reflect on your approach, and stay consistent. Your efforts will pay off, and your family will appreciate your dedication. Key points 1. Proactively guide your child to prevent issues and reduce stress at home. 2. Establish clear boundaries with empathy to support your child's growth. 3. Teach through calm and immediate consequences to promote effective learning. 4. Prioritize self-care to maintain your well-being and support your family. 5. Trust your instincts as a parent. Every family's journey is unique. 6. Respect your child's space for exploration and development. 7. Stay consistent in your parenting approach to build a strong bond with your child.